We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Resurrection, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8:23-24. And not only the creation, but we ourselves too, who have and enjoy the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, a foretaste of the blissful things to come, groan inwardly as we wait for the redemption of our bodies from sensuality in the grave, which will reveal our adoption, our manifestation as God's sons. For in this hope we were saved. But hope, the object of which is seen, is not hope. For how can one hope for what he already sees? I have just read from the Amplified Bible. After Lara prospered beyond her imagination and began interacting with extremely wealthy people who neither knew nor feared the Lord, she experienced a crisis of faith. Her faith had been built largely on expectations of material prosperity and personal settlement. However, when she encountered people with far greater wealth who had no regard for God, her confidence was shaken. She began to question the value of her devotion. Her struggle revealed that her hope had been too narrow. In Hebrews 6:1-2, the resurrection of the dead is listed as one of the foundational doctrines of the Christian faith. When this truth is not properly understood, believers may build their faith primarily on temporary blessings. When those expectations are challenged, their faith becomes unstable. The doctrine of the resurrection teaches that when the Lord returns, our present mortal bodies will be transformed into glorified bodies. The dead in Christ will rise first, and those who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them. As today's passage teaches, this redemption of our bodies will reveal our full adoption as sons of God. This is the manifestation of the glory that has been promised to us. Scripture further reveals that Christ will reign, and believers will reign with him, Revelation 21:6. Creation itself, which currently groans under corruption, will be liberated. The prophetic picture of peace in Isaiah 11:6 symbolizes the restoration and harmony that will characterize that age. The resurrection is not a minor detail of the gospel. It is the climax of our hope. In this hope we were saved. Salvation was never meant to be anchored only in earthly improvement. The blessed hope of the believer is the appearing of our great God and Saviour, and the transformation that will follow. Titus 2:13. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. If our hope is shallow and limited to material gain, our faith will be shallow and easily shaken. But when our hope is fixed on eternal glory, our faith becomes resilient. Go into today remembering that the appearing of the Lord and the resurrection of the dead is the blessed hope of every believer. In that day, it will be evident that those who followed Christ were truly wise. Prayer. Father, help me to live with the kingdom of God as my focus. Anchor my hope in eternal glory and strengthen my faith to endure with joy. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 149-150. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.